Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is 7 a.m. Good morning, good morning. Friday morning. Wow. Another great opportunity, another day to get it right. Well, good morning to some of you, and good afternoon and evening to others of you, particularly to our friends over in Japan. Well, it's been a while since we've connected with you, but we are certainly thinking of you at all times and wishing you the very, very best. And our friends in Japan, you know exactly who we're talking about. Well, good morning to you. I tell you, it is a great day. If you're in the New Jersey area, you are probably a little swamped right now with the rain. Yes, the rain is coming down. It's coming down. And I wonder what it's like in your part of the country. So please, if you're on Facebook, go there. We have a page right there for all about entrepreneurs. Please feel free to make a post, to ask a question, make a comment. Well, today we are getting ready for the second Release Your Power workshop and luncheon happening tomorrow. Now, we're not going to let the rain stop us. Now, here's the thing. If you allow the rain to stop you from attending an event, imagine what can stop you in your life from achieving your destiny. Okay, so we don't let the rain stop us. We just get our umbrellas. We put on our rubber boots. I remember back in the day, we get the little rain scarf, you know, the little plastic doohickey. You'd purchase it in the little neighborhood store for, 10 or 15 cents. And it would come in a little tube or so. Well, what's that too cute? And they were all decorated, all different colors. And some would be polka dot. Some would have hearts on them and little people, all kinds of different ones. And everybody had the little rain scarf back in the day. Well, I tell you, you need your rain scarf today. It was very portable. You'd stick it in, mostly in the summertime, because you just put it over your hair to keep your hair dry. And therefore, if you didn't have an umbrella, it wasn't a big deal. You were a little kid. You had your rubber raincoat, and you had your rain scarf. And boy, oh boy, would we get in trouble if we lost that little thing. How many of you remember the rain scarf? So hit me up on Facebook if you remember the rain scarf. So we are here this morning, and I didn't get a chance to do the show yesterday where I really wanted to talk to you about the corporate sponsorship and securing corporate sponsorship for your events. And I wanted to give you a couple of tips, some things that have worked for me. And I wanted to share them with you so that you can also, for those of you who do host events, and you're wondering how you're going to get the funds up in order to have your event to go off. You want to support your event, and you want to make sure that the event that you're having for your community or whatever group of people that you're holding the event for, you want to make sure that event goes forth because you're providing some sort of service. Now, my events are empowerment. And so empowerment right now is just a really good thing. It's becoming sort of like a buzzword, you could call it. I would even go as far as to saying, in many ways, empowerment, and I love to say this phrase, empowerment is the new black. Yeah, empowerment is, because when people are empowered, and the beautiful thing that I love about empowerment, and it's so funny how I came upon this word and upon this concept and just upon doing empowerment, is that See, empowerment. When people are empowered, they can change the world. Yes, yes, yes. Empowerment is world changing. And when you think about, you know, scripture, really, that's what it does. It empowers us. You know, God says, get wisdom. He says, get wisdom, get knowledge. He says, get understanding. He tells us to read the word, to discover, to come and know, so that we can know what to do, know what to apply. And that's empowerment at its purest sense. And the Bible, so most of us, Christians or individuals of whatever religion that you're a part of, you have been doing empowerment as long as you've been a part of that religion. For me, it happens to be Christianity, but for you, it could be whatever. And so, even though I know the majority of the people that probably attune into this show probably believe like I do, because I talk about it a lot, and that may turn others off, and we are, there's not much I can do about that. But I'm just speaking the truth. And so, yes, so empowerment has been around us, or should I say, we've been around empowerment basically our whole lives. And empowerment is powerful because it can change the world. It can, in other words, what do I mean by that? It means as you impact yourself, empowerment, as you change yourself, then you can impact others. And since other people make up the world, that's what I mean by you can impact the world. Now, certainly, we can also impact the kingdom of God because, you see, we're in the world, but we're not of the world, so we're part of the kingdom. And so we call that kingdom living, and we're impacting the kingdom as well. But now, this service that we provide, which is the one I provide, which I love, is to empower others and or to remind people that they are empowered, okay? Because some people are empowered and they really don't know it. And what I mean by that, they're not really utilizing it. They're not taking advantage of it. And so what we're doing is they have the power, yes. That's why we talk about release your power. You have the power within you to be empowered, to take advantage of every situation, to take control of situations, to take charge, as one of the motivational speakers out there, she says, take charge. So you have the power to take charge of your life, your career, your relationships, your finances, your health. You have the power to do. And that's one of, I just, once I get started talking about that, now I'm on fire, because that's my passion, is to tell people that they have the power within them to take charge, to take control, to take full authority over the things in their lives, around their lives, the things that impact their lives. So I love doing that, and that's what I'll be doing on Saturday. So if you want to be empowered, then this is an event you will attend. If you love being empowered, if you need encouragement, if you need step-by-step instructions on how to get from a low point in your life to a very high point, then you need to make your way out to 142 Maple Avenue on Saturday morning. So I'm excited. We're just one day away. That's right, just one day away. It is going to be explosive. Now, back to the support for these types of events. Now, those are the types of events that I do. So what you have to do if you want to get corporate support, and corporations, they support all kinds of events, from medical events that make people aware of various medical problems, medical solutions. There's a big cancer run happening tomorrow as well. There's health challenges going on. Hospitals support things like that. So there's all kinds of things that corporations will support. You have your banks. You have your financial institutions. You have your institutions of higher education. You have just corporations that, all different types of corporations in every kind of industry you can imagine, transportation, the food industry, the textile industry, all kinds of industry. You have the entertainment industry. So all of these corporations and these industries, they all support something. Now, the key is finding which organizations support which causes. So the simplest way to do this is to do some research. That's the simplest way to do that, is do a little research. Google can be your best friend. Between Google and a couple of others, you can do a little research. Go to these companies' website. And find out which companies, which organizations cater to which types of events. So again, some cater to events where youth are involved. Some cater to events where women are involved and where women get empowered. Some cater to events for young males, African-American males, Hispanic males, minorities, all different kinds of. Every group is different. So the first place to do is to do the research to find out what organization supplies to what group, and then you match that up with your group. So you already know what your group is. You already know what kind of group you have. Like for again, with me, it's empowerment, and it is primarily geared at women. However, I can deal with men, I can deal with youth, okay? But I primarily target women because I believe that, and it took me a while to get to this point, but I see that when you empower the woman, you empower everybody because the woman touches everybody, right? You know, the woman, she's involved with the children. She's involved with her spouse. She's involved with the community. So when you empower the woman, you take care. Because at first I was like, you know, sometimes, Lord, it's hard working with women, you know. Can you let me empower the men, you know? But then he showed me that, yeah, but the women, when you achieve that goal, you're doing a mighty work because the women touch so many things. She touches her own household, number one, her own children. She touches her own spouse. She touches the community. She touches the business, wherever she may work. She also touches the church or whatever house of worship she belongs to or group she's with. She touches society. The woman touches everything. And women tend to be so. The woman, you know, yes, it may have been the last group to get empowered fully. But when you empower the woman, you now empower the family members, the children, the mate, everyone, the career, you empower society, and boy, oh boy, when you do that. So that's why I'm excited about doing this. So that's the area where I'm at. So you have this, so when getting a sponsorship. Now, the other thing you have to know, so you do your research, you find out, I'm going to say it again in case you missed it, in case you just tuned in. Good morning and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We are here Monday through Friday morning to help entrepreneurs become more successful, to help those who are contemplating entrepreneurship, to teach you what you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur. And there's entrepreneurship at all different categories and levels. Some people retire from a 9-to-5. 20, 30 years, and then they start their own business. Some individuals know from day one this is what they do, so they start their business at age 5, age 10, age 15, age 20, age 25. So there's no set, you know, one age that it happens. Sure, there may be trends that people start their own businesses around the age of, you know, between 30 and 50, but it can be any area outside there as well. So All About Entrepreneurs, we're here to help you. Also, for individuals who may never, ever decide to go and become an entrepreneur, meaning that you take the risk to start that business. However, you may have entrepreneurial behaviors even on your 9-to-5 job. So just because you have a 9-to-5 job does not mean you will not have entrepreneurial behaviors. And that just means that you treat the organization with dignity and respect, and you can carry yourself as a leader and all those good things. So talking about organizations sponsoring your event, so let's just say, now if you're a person like me, you hold different conferences, retreats, seminars, workshops, radio show, like this right here. This is a radio show. And who sponsors this show? Well, for the past 10 years, well, we've been on the air since 2004. So next year will be 10 years that we've been doing radio. And who's been sponsoring this? Well, Performance Strategy, my own company, has been sponsoring these radio broadcasts for the most part. Sure, we've done some other things too, but we've created some products to help sponsor the show, and we'll talk to you about that in another broadcast, of how you can create products to sponsor your, not only your radio show, which is an event of sorts, but other events that you may want to hold, but to get the corporate sponsorship. So the first thing you need to know is what organization sponsors your type of event. So it's almost like getting a grant to a degree. You find out who makes grants for your project. So every organization supports something. All the major organizations, pharmaceuticals, hospitals, financial institutions, restaurants, food chains, department stores, all the major department stores, conglomerates, all the major corporations, they all sponsor events, right? Your goal, your job is to find out which ones will sponsor your type of event. And you can do that through research. You can also hook up with people, like, for instance, my friend Fran Briggs. She's out in Arizona. You can contact her through Facebook or LinkedIn, or just go do a Google search, Fran, F-R-A-N, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. She is an expert in this area. She taught me everything I know about gaining sponsorship. So, and she's the one that helped me, and she's helped many of you right here on my radio broadcast. About a year ago, we had her on the air. And then prior to that, a year before that, we also had her on the show. So we do have segments in the archives on this very, very topic. But you can work with her, and she'll work with you specifically and give you specific instructions on getting sponsorship and give you documents that you can use and all of that. Well, so getting sponsorship is definitely something that many of you want to do and need to do because you don't have the funds yourself, and it's good to get that partnership, get that collaboration. And so, like the event we have coming up in August, August 24th, this will be year two for doing the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And last year we got our first corporate sponsor, which was Capital One Bank. And so they're going to also be on board this year as well. Now, we also have vendor tables, and so that is a type of sponsorship, believe it or not. And many, many people don't realize that. But their vendor tables. You could get mid-sized corporations to very small business owners to purchase a table at your event and get some really, really, really great dynamic speaker, and you can really attract awesome, awesome vendors. And so that's what we're talking about here. And so we're really excited about that. This year we got some great people on slate. So that's what you can also do for sponsorship. But corporation sponsorship, so the first thing you need to do is find out which sponsor, which organization you're going to contact. Now, the second thing you need to try to do is you would, you know, send them some type of communication. So you would need a letter of some sort to send to the sponsor asking for their support. Okay, so that's step two. So step one, find out which organization supports your type of event. And then get that letter going to that. Now, there's a step in the middle that you may or may not have time to do, but you would need to do it at some point. But the second step is, and this is one that I'm suggesting, and I'm sure others like Fran and others would also suggest as well, but I'm suggesting this one because I have experienced it, and it really does work, and I've seen it work in other areas and categories, and that is you need to have a relationship with the intended sponsor. The person that you're intending for them to sponsor your event, you want to go on and build a relationship with that person. And the best thing to do would be to build the relationship prior to asking for the money. So, for instance, and you have a relationship with, let's just say, CVS. You know, CVS, that's the drugstore people, or Staples, the people where you buy your supplies from, or Barnes & Noble, whomever it is. You have your relationship with these individuals, and therefore, when it's time to send that request letter, it's like the letter is coming from a friend, or at least someone they know about. They know about your project. Again, it's going to be easier because it's an individual that believes in your project, or if you have that good relationship with them, the leaders of that organization, you now may possibly be able to persuade them to care about your event. Let's just say they have never supported an event like yours. However, they have the funds to do it. Now your negotiating skills, your presentation skills become ultra important. And you're able to persuade them and convince them of why they should support your cause or care about your cause or fund your cause. So funding your cause and getting support for your event, those are the steps. Those are just basic steps. Find the organization that's interested, build that relationship, get that letter of communication out to the person, and then follow up. So there are some other details in there, time-wise. You want to make sure that you don't want to send the letter out like I did one time. I sent the letter out like a month before the event. That doesn't work. You need to give the people at least a year. Yeah, at least a year, if not more. But at least a year, because in a big corporation, they don't cut checks that quickly. It's not like a little small mom and pop where the check may be, it really may be inside your purse. And so you can just whip it out and write someone a check. Whereas in professional major corporations, there's a whole department or a division that handles that. And the people in charge of that are not the same people that make the decision on what fund. Meetings have to take place. Individuals have to have discussion. Boards have to approve things. Then that stuff could take a while. Decisions have to be made. Should we support this? Why? What do we get out of it? What's the benefit to our organization? All those things have to be mulled over. So you need time. So you definitely want to start planning this a year ahead of time. But if you already have that relationship built and established, and this is somebody that you deal with, and they know you, they know your project, they've come before, so you may not need as much time, but you want to give it that anyway, just as a courtesy to that organization, because again, companies typically do planning, strategic planning, and so they've planned their budgets for 1 to 5 years ahead of time. And you may find that you just don't fit into their budget. Like they'd love to support your event, but they cannot fit you into the budget because the budget is set. So definitely you want to plan ahead of time. Definitely when it comes to having that relationship, that's a way to find out what the organization is interested in on a more intimate level. Maybe attend some of their events. Most organizations hold events. That's a great way to get to know the people at the top. For instance, the Capital One Bank that is supporting our event, I will be attending. They are having a investment seminar on June 14th or so. So I'm going to attend that event. And that way I will get to meet some other of their people from their corporate headquarters. Again, you go there, you're sharp, you're professional, you have your business cards, you have a few flyers or pieces of communication. And this way they get to see what their investment is going toward and what their investment is going for. Another thing you can do to help your cause and gaining that support, and of course you got to pray about it, you know, and God, he'll open up those doors for you. Another thing, you set up a website for your business, for your project or your event. Have a website, for instance, for our event, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's our official website. They can go, they can see the website. We have some more things to add to it, but the website was created last year when we had the first event. So now this is year two, and then we'll just build on it each year. Next year will be year three. Wow, 3 years in a row. We will have the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. It's going to be awesome. But that's how you can get support, corporate sponsorship for your events. And the other thing, too, is and be okay. And you give them various levels in your letter. You give them various levels at which to sponsor. And then, of course, you're going to be happy and grateful with what you get because it's a start. And now you really get to hone in, build that relationship with them, make sure. Now, I could do a whole nother workshop on how to make your event an experience that people will want to fund the next time. And so the main thing is to get the first sponsorship, get yourself going, and then build on that and build that relationship. So thank you for allowing us to share that information with you. Glad you could tune in to the broadcast today. It's Friday. It's the weekend. Don't forget, connect with us on Facebook. Inbox me if you have any questions or comments. Certainly, I would look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I can't wait. Do check out our website, release-your-power.com. Give us any feedback about the website that you would like, and we can't wait to serve you. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to meeting all of our vendors tomorrow. Some of them I've never met. I don't know them. Again, that's another type of sponsorship for your events. And I can't wait to meet them. I'm excited. And so, again, have a great and wonderful and powerful weekend. And just know that it is not only is it all about entrepreneurs, but it's all about you. And you got to be empowered so that you can make an impact. That's right. You got to be empowered so that you can make an impact. Now, you heard that right here with Coach Belisa. So go out there, make it happen, and I'll see you on the other side of success. And don't forget, you got to keep on moving up, because in reality, remember this, like the song says, there ain't no stopping you now, and you are on the move. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Well, if all things go well and the creek don't rise, we'll be back here on Monday morning. Monday morning, we'll give you some afterthought of the event, how it went. Hopefully have some people call in to share what they got out of the event. I'm so excited. The second Release Your Power workshop and luncheon, first one right here in Newark, New Jersey, going down tomorrow. This is the absolute first one. Now, we've done Release Your Power Award seminars. We've done other Release Your Power, but the first, something about, you know how people say it's always something about your first. So we're doing the first Release Your Power workshop and luncheon tomorrow in Newark, New Jersey at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, 142 Maple Ave. Now, the other thing, before I forget, I'm so excited that Release Your Power will now be offered as a class at Essex County College come September. That's right. Be the first to experience how a class can be taught at the college that started out as just a book, a concept. Just started out that let me write a book, and now it's a course at the college. So come on down tomorrow. I'll be talking about that and other things, and I look forward to seeing you there.